I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Oregon Performance Lab is a new creative residency program hosted by Lane Community College dedicated to developing new live performance works. It will also give Lane County residents a chance to see works in development bound for national audiences. The inaugural season runs now through August 29th and will include performances on August 14th and 15th of the play Spill, written and directed by Lee Fondakowski, based on interviews regarding the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Joining me in the KLCC studios is lead actor and dramaturge Kelly Simpkins. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Well, this play is based on personal interviews with people who were affected by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. What kind of perspectives emerge by examining it via personal stories instead of via the headlines?
The news happened, and then the news very swiftly went away once it was plugged. I mean, everybody saw the oil spilling, and then the news just went away. So, you know, what this play does is it goes down into the pockets of the bayou and different places in Louisiana that weren't covered. It's one of the things that I'm proudest of this play, that you get to see a breadth of people that aren't normally seen on stage. So we get these characters, Cajun characters. There's a lot of class issues going on down there, a lot of race issues going down there. So we have a lot of diversity on stage, which I think is really rare. And these kinds of accents and just different types of personalities that are infrequently seen on the stage.
How do you take interviews and create a compelling drama that has a through line in a way that a theatrical audience can appreciate and ride along with?
The first act is easier in many ways than the second act, because the first act is really an entry into this writer character going down to Louisiana and meeting all of these characters. And the second act is a little trickier. So we've been working on that, spending a lot more time with that, and particularly here being given the time to really try to hone in on the second act and find out what the narrative possibilities are of this play, which we've struggled with because it's just a spill that keeps spilling and, you know, keeps spilling for 87 days. So it's not the same thing as Act 1, which just ratchets up and ratchets up and has such a dramatic through line to it, leading to the explosion at the end of Act 1.
Have you seen the play begin to change thus far in your time with Oregon Performance Lab here in Eugene?
Well, we're trying out some new things here. So Act 2, we're trying to take one of the characters that I play, Jory Danos, who was a working class guy, grew up on the bayou, very kind of lower class, lives in a trailer. He wanted to be part of the recovery effort because he thought it was going to be a part of history, and he wanted to help clean up the oil, and has since become very, very sick in terms of his exposure to the oil. With our time here, we're trying to use him as an anchor and see if that can carry us through the second act in a different way and expose different things and have him be kind of, you know, this anchor that draws us along the second act, because he has such, you know, one of the actors yesterday said he tastes like gumbo, like his words taste like gumbo. He's a poet in many ways. He's a pedestrian poet, and he has these arias that are incredibly beautiful. So that's one of the major kind of structural changes that we're trying to see if that has any there while we're here. That was grammatically weird, but you get my gist.
Absolutely. Who is it you wish to reach with this play?
You know, I think this is a play about America in many ways. You know, this is a play about our economic needs and the environmental realities that are happening. Climate change is here. So one of the questions of this play, or one of the things that we're grappling with, is what is our dependence? You know, how are we all complicit in this story that we need this oil, we are dependent on fossil fuels, and what it is actually doing to the world, let alone the coastal lines of Louisiana and other places in the world, but particularly in this region that this play is based on.
And in the end, is there anything you wish to inspire in the audience in terms of feeling or ways of being or actions?
I hope that this play is a wake-up call. I hope that this is not like the kind of metronome in terms of liberal political plays that put people to sleep or coddle them or comfort them, but really poke holes in kind of the actions that they're taking and what they think is the problem, and really create some space for discussion, create some space for a real self-questioning and a community questioning and an environmental kind of world questioning about what we are doing and how we're all, as I said before, really complicit in the creation of what's going on in terms of our dependence on fossil fuels and what's happening to the environment.
Well, thanks for all your creative work and for your caring and making a difference out there in the world at large.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Kelly Simpkins, actor and dramaturge for the play Spill. Based on interviews regarding the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, Spill will be performed on Friday and Saturday, August 14th and 15th in the Ragazzino Performance Hall on the main campus of Lane Community College in Eugene, with both performances beginning at 7 p.m. It's part of the inaugural season of Oregon Performance Lab, a new creative residency program dedicated to the development of live performance works. For tickets and more information, OregonPerformanceLab.com. For an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.